Well, this morning we have elementary principal Mike Fisher as our guest for the School Spotlight program, and also a special guest we'll hear from in just a moment. But Mike, hey, let's talk about some of the things going on at East Sac County and maybe some upcoming items, and thank you for your time. Good morning.
You bet, Chris, and thank you and KYL for doing this for all the schools all the time. It's a great way for us to promote our schools and have people understand what's going on. I'd like to just take a few moments to congratulate all our winter sports teams and all the people in the activities that have been going on in the winter here. Winter's winding down. It may not quite seem like it outside, but those activities and sports teams are winding down, and with some guidance from someone, I don't know who that might be, maybe you, Chris, we'll get some warmer weather, and I'd like to wish our spring teams and all the people and activities the best of luck coming up in the spring. I'm hoping for warmer weather, yeah, as I look out the window here.
You and I both.
I'd also like to wish everyone that is participating in the state tournament the next couple weeks, whether it be coaches, teams, or people performing, the best of luck. Those accomplishments to get down to the state tournament and do those things are huge, and people really appreciate it, and we sure do here at the elementary school. And we have a lot of people performing, whether it be teams in the area, and boy, Twin Lakes Conference is well represented by teams and performers, so best of luck to all those people. The Parade of Bands had an activity here this week where all of our bands got together and did a performance for people, and our drama department had a performance here in the last week or so, and they both did a wonderful job, and I'd like to thank them for all the efforts that they put forth in those activities. In March, we'll have our drill team spring show coming up, and after that, the senior science and math students get to head off to Chicago and do some activities in that area. Mm-hmm. In late March, our music heads off to Orlando, which would be cool. Looking real nice right now. But it's real fortunate that we're able to provide those kinds of activities for our students, and they gain a lot by attending those different activities. Our preschool parent night is Tuesday, March 31st, and anyone who has preschoolers that would be coming to school next year, we have a parent meeting for them at the high school in Lakeview, and we're hoping everyone attends. Our PBIS program is something that we're very proud of at East Sac County Elementary School. We have seen a lot of, we look at our data quite often and have seen a lot of improvement in our data. We have a couple programs that kind of supplement that PBIS program, and that's our Watchdog Dads, which is a excellent program where we have dads come in and spend a day in our elementary schools. And we also provide cool tools, and that is something that we have a fourth grade elementary student read a social skill to the building every morning. And we have Olivia Bloom here, one of our fourth graders, that is going to read our cool tool for you. We don't have school tomorrow because of conference week.
Right.
So we're going to have her read the cool tool and get it out to everybody, and
perfect.
I will put her on.
All right, thanks, Mike.
Hi, this is Olivia Bloom from Mrs. Pond's class. Happy Friday. Our cool tool next week is continuing to learn to solve problems. In guidance, we are learning about the four steps to solving a problem. After we calm down, we can follow the steps. S, say the problem without blame. T, think of a solution. E, explore all consequences. P, pick the best solution. Using problem-solving steps will help you solve the problems in a safe and respectful way.
Olivia, have these cool tools helped you in your own life so far?
Yeah, I've tried them.
Good. I like that step. I like the STEP right there. Can you mention your mom and dad's name, if you would, real quick?
My mom's name is Amy Bloom, and my dad's name is Brad Bloom.
All right, and can you mention your teacher one more time for me?
Mrs. Pullen.
Olivia, have a great day. We record this on Thursday, so I hope you have a good day off of school fun Friday, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. That's Olivia Bloom, a member of the East Sac County Elementary School, and we'll get Principal Mike Fisher back on the air to wrap up this morning's school spotlight. Mike, I like that PBIS program, and sounds like the cool tools are doing some good things for your young students.
You betcha. It's a very easy way to get social skills announced to everyone and be able to do it in a universal manner where everyone gets to participate.
Well, I'm glad we could get together on Thursday before Olivia had that day off from school to get her on the radio this morning as part of our school spotlight program. Mike, thanks for all of the information. Sounds like it's a busy time, a big month of March on the way, and you have a great weekend, all right?
All right, you too. And thanks so much again, Chris, to you and KYL for broadcasting the school spotlight and helping us to promote our schools in the area.
It's our pleasure, and we want to thank our sponsor for making it happen, and that's the Loring Hospital in Sac City with the East Sac County School Spotlight on Mix 101.7 and StormLakeRadio.com.